Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Joining me in studio now, Paul DeMera from Rogers. Paul, what about that Eye of the World? What do you think?
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. It's going to take me days to digest it all.
Yeah. No, it opens your eyes when you start to realize what globalization really means.
Exactly.
What living in a global world and a global economy is. And it's our business world as we know it is about to be revolutionized.
It's fundamentally changing.
Well, it has changed.
We just
haven't caught up with it. They've caught up with it.
They have.
We haven't caught up with it. Paul, I'm reading some bump coming from the folks at Rogers One Number, and I'm wondering, do I want it?
I think you do. It's a new way to communicate with your existing cell number. So we realize a lot of people are using laptops on their laps, and you know, that's what you do, right? You're at home, and you have your laptop. You might have your cell phone near you, but you want to make a phone call. You have to go grab your phone. Well, with the Rogers One Number, you can download software for your Mac or PC, install it, set it up, and it works with your cellular number. So when someone calls you on your cell phone, your computer actually rings.
Okay. So is it ringing at the same time as my cell phone?
Exactly.
So it's a unified number as opposed to call forwarding technology.
Exactly. That's why we call it one number. They're both going off at the same time.
Whoa. So I'm sitting there, and I've got my cell phone charging beside me as it's always charging. You phone me, and it rings in a VoIP client. Is it a VoIP client on my notebook?
It's a software client that you download that you install on your notebook.
Okay.
So effectively, like a VoIP client, because it's communicating with our network, though, right?
Okay.
Because it's attached to your cellular number.
Does it count on my minutes?
No. Even better, right?
I like that. Okay, so the phone call comes in. Can you transfer a call from your cell phone to that number?
Absolutely. So you can punch in a code from either the cell phone to move it to your computer or the computer to move it to your cell phone.
And how much does this cost?
It's no charge.
Seriously?
Seriously.
This is cool. So the unified number has been a goal of the telecommunications industry for the last 8-9 years, and nobody's really figured it out. Have you figured it out?
I think so, because what we've realized is that most people want one number, which is typically their cell phone number, to be their contact number. Like, that's my number. Everybody calls me on my cell phone number. To be able to have a VoIP client equivalent to that with my cell number attached to it, that I don't have to pay for on my laptop, I don't know how good it could get than that. It's so good, it's crazy. It just makes so much sense.
Wait, back up the bus, DeMera. Is this going to be forever free? Or have you guys made
any
statements?
That's the plan. We really believe that this is a value add for our clients, and that's the mindset. We want to make this available to our clients
We'll see if you still feel that way when people start reducing their number of minutes that they're buying in their contract every month. I guess that will
there
be
you
the
go, right?
That'll be the acid test. But for now, this seems like a no-brainer. So what do I have to do? So what's the process? I just go into my Rogers account and download the software, can I just download the software without logging into my account?
Rogers One Number site, you go in, you create a site or create an account if you don't have one, and download the software and install it on your Mac or PC. It's friendly to both. Install it, set it up. It's a very simple process. It's step by step, kind of like a wizard, and it shows you once it's connected and you're up and running, and boom.
Is it based on your account number or your phone number? And the reason I'm asking
phone
is
number.
Some people have, like in a family plan, you might have four numbers. Do you install your kid's number for their phone? Are you looking at me blank, or have I thrown you under the bus?
No, not at all. Every phone number on Rogers has its own connection. So if you had four people in the house and they all had four Rogers cell phones, all four of those numbers can be on, you know, like a single device potentially, or they can be on separate computers. So
okay.
You can do it either way. So you can have it so if your daughter logs on and she's on her computer, she gets her phone calls, she logs out, and then you log on to that computer, you get it. Or the both of you could, for instance, each have a computer and log on each of your numbers.
Caller ID work on the computer?
Absolutely.
What about texting?
Well, if you get a text message on your phone, you get it on your laptop as well. So you can send and receive text messages right from your laptop.
But because the text message has been received by the system, that won't be free. That'll be whatever your account is.
If you don't have a text messaging plan, then you're probably going to want to sign up for one if you start using text messaging. That's the
mindset. Unlike the phone call where you can bypass paying if you're making the phone or receiving the call from your computer, with the text messaging, you will be charged every time you receive or send one if you don't have a text messaging
plan. That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's still pretty darn good. Now, what about long distance charges?
Phone calls in Canada. So if you're sitting here in Vancouver and you call somebody in Toronto, there's no charge for long distance in Canada when you're using your computer.
Yeah. Now, you got to be careful, because if you transfer that call to your phone as you're going to head out, you're going to be started to be charged long distance.
Exactly. So you pay based on if you're on your computer, you don't pay for the call. But if you move it to your cell phone, then your normal rates apply.
I don't see a downside to this.
There shouldn't be one. I think it's awesome myself. It's absolutely awesome.
Well, forgive me for not being completely trustworthy, but trusting. But yeah, because you know there has to be a catch. But I don't. For life of me, I don't see it. Golly, that's
it's all good.
What do you guys think the uptake's going to be on this?
We expect a lot of people to set up the service because again, a lot of people are moving to laptop. It gets better, by the way. We're developing a client for the iPad. It's not ready yet, but it will be out shortly. So do the same thing on your iPad as well. Right now, we just have the Mac and the PC client out, but a short period of time from now, we'll have the Mac client iPad client.
Now, I might be getting ahead of myself with it, but if you make it for the iPad, will it be made for the iOS devices too, the iPhone and the iPod Touch?
Don't know that. I'd have to find that out.
Because that'd be interesting. Because now you know where I'm going. Because that basically gives you the access whenever you're within Wi-Fi. Access, it gives you access to your, you know, you can use your phone as your phone.
Which potentially,
might get confusing, actually, for some people.
Potentially, yeah.
But you know, just on the computer itself, I want to leave the show. Art, I want to leave the show now, go home, and install this. It's we're going to just have to call it a night.
Can we call it right now.
It's got online.
Are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm a Rogers client.
Yeah, are you going to do it?
I'm halfway through it. I just don't know my postal code because
Well, you have
moved.
To install it in your home computer.
No, you can install it in any computer.
Yeah, you just need to sign in, like it's an email address kind of.
Yeah.
So you're going to be receiving your phone calls there in the studio.
Well, I'm just signing up, and then I've got a laptop, and I'll connect it to my devices.
It's intelligent as well. So if you have it set up at home, and you have it set up at work, where you're logged in, that's where you get your phone calls. It won't show up in both computers at the same time. It's the one you're locally on right now that you're logged into.
Oh, wow. Rogers won. Okay.
Isn't this how the movie Terminator started? Is this trouble? Should I not
Skynet?
Log on?
Are they Skynet?
I don't know.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, that alone is worth the price of admission today, Paul. If you don't want to give us another bon mot, you can go if you want. But if you want to keep sharing with us, we can go on to the next story.
Happy to share more. Happy to share more.
Let's talk about what's happening in the LTE world. First of all, Paul has brought in a little gift for us, which we have to give away to some lucky listener. We've got a Sierra Wireless Air Card. It's an LTE modem that we're going to be giving away to somebody. We're going to put this up for about a month, I think. And that's awesome. So this plugs into into the USB port, right?
I've got mine in my laptop right here.
Yeah, I see it. So it's about the size of a credit card. It plugs into your USB port of any computer, and it will give you access to the LTE network, which in major cities in Canada now it's simply the fastest form of internet that there is, except it's not. You're actually going to even make it faster now, you're telling me.
That's right. Keeps getting better, right?
Okay,
keeps getting better.
So what's happening with the new versions?
So we've opened up a new band, and the new band is 2600 megahertz, and because the radio is wider, it's a wider channel, they get even more bandwidth, and
don't need more. It's just fast enough as is.
You know, the card is capable of 100 megabits per second, so we want to take advantage of that. I was doing a test here a few minutes back, and I got 50 megabits per second on the downlink. Well, with the new band, you should actually approach 100 megabits per second on the downlink side, and 20-30 on the uplink potentially as well. We'll have to see how it goes because I haven't tested it yet. So, but yeah, super 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 fast. So, and for speed demons and people who want more speed, this is the way to go. And it's completely mobile, so you can be anywhere. And
have you done the math? Like, if you have a 10 gigabyte limit, how long would it take you to download your limit at 100 megabits?
You know, I haven't done that.
You should do that, Matt.
Yeah, you're right.
Next time you're back on the show,
I'll do the numbers.
I want you to do the numbers, but I bet it's not very long.
You certainly could roll through a lot of data very quickly, for sure.
There we go. Now, let's talk about the new Playbook software coming out soon. Is it too little, too late for our friends at RIM?
You know,
who had, by the way, yesterday, terrible news for RIM, the fact that the U.S. Procurement Office has decided to open up iPhones for federal employees in the United States, which means I think it's 120,000 potential.
That's a game changer for RIM for sure.
Well, that's been that's been the bastion. Right? That's been the place that they've been unassailable is in government.
Right.
And now that federal employees can choose an iPhone or an Android device, but of course, they've basically opened it up. That's a serious blow. Having said that, let's talk about Playbook 2.0 software.
So I've got a Playbook and been using it for a while in the original software. I've seen the new 2.0 software, played a little bit with this in the beta form. And the big plus that it gives you is that it moves you into the capability to run Android apps on the Playbook. So you're going to see a whole lot of applications show up in the store that allows you to download software for your Playbook. I expect that's going to make people stand up and notice the Playbook again, because that's been its biggest challenge in my mind. It came out last year and it really didn't have the support of software behind it.
It didn't have an app community behind
exactly.
it. Exactly. So, but it's not an Android device.
No.
Is it running in an emulation?
It. I'm not sure how they do it. All I know is that I've seen Android apps running on it and it runs hunky-dory. So
okay.
they must have some sort of capability to sandbox the Android apps and allow them to run on the processor. It doesn't look like it's like the old days when you tried to run Windows on your Mac with an emulator that was super slow. That wasn't fun, actually. It was bad. So this looks as fast as any device that I've ever seen. The BlackBerry tablet is a dual-core processor.
It's fast, yeah.
As
its form factor is.
And we were talking to you earlier today, it's $149, for instance, the $16 or 16 gig version at Costco. So the price point is really dropped on it. And it actually is a great tablet. It just needs the capability to run apps that people want to run.
And the other big change in Web 2 in the version 2.0 software is that they're changing the whole email philosophy.
It will work with the Bez now and be a managed device. So it'll allow you to basically get your corporate email on it. Before you could do that, but it was BlackBerry Bridge. So it used Bluetooth to talk to your BlackBerry. And you had to have a BlackBerry.
And it had to be powered up.
All that stuff had to happen. Now you'll be able to be standalone.
Hopefully not too little too late for our friends in Waterloo, but the jury will be able, but you'll be upgrading to it and filling me in on it, because I don't have a BlackBerry Playbook. I don't have one.
So, and it's going to be over the air as well. Like when I first bought my Playbook, as soon as I turned it on, it said, oh, there's a software update available. So I just downloaded it right on the spot.
Paul Damaras with Rogers. We will have links to the Rogers One number on our site. I think all of our listeners should be, all of the Rogers listeners, users at least, should be changing to that right away. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.